there?
Of course you do.
It's this thing. Whatever. I found. I saw this ad in the paper, and they're like, if you're a native speaker of English, you can get a free phone call internationally and within the United States. So I'm like, hey, I'll take it. So last week I called Rebecca in Israel. Yeah. But it's only
Wait, Zivk, I really don't understand. Where are you getting this from?
It's like some experiment.
So what are they going to do to us?
Nothing. And I get paid $20 too.
What?
So I get to talk to you for free.
Oh, Riv, you called it the worst time.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
I feel really, really sick.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. All of a sudden, I was in the microfiche lab downstairs in the library.
Uh-huh.
And I got really nauseous. And...
Did you throw up?
No, I haven't thrown up yet. And so I went upstairs thinking that in the cold I'd be good, you know?
Uh-oh.
And I just got back to my room and I feel really, really, I don't know.
Is it like supremely cold there?
Yeah, it's pretty cold. How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty good.
Rick, I'm going to see you soon, right?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Excuse me. When are you coming home?
I'm coming home the 22nd.
Ah, I'm going to be home before you.
You are?
Yeah, I'm coming on the 18th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have tests on the 21st. Well, but Claire, when are you going to England?
Excuse me, I just drank some Coke, so I burp a little.
Oh.
So that's what's happening, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm like burning!
Because my family's going to
Las
Vegas.
You're not taking...
No, but I don't know when we're coming back.
Oh, my God. Rivk.
I know, Claire.
You're joking.
No.
Oh, Rivk, I could kill you and your family. Where are they going? When are you going?
The 25th, I think.
Oh, my
Or the 24th, Rivk. I don't know.
What?
I know.
Rivk, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy?
You're coming home the 22nd. You're leaving the 24th.
Yeah.
When are we supposed to spend time together?
Maybe we could that weekend or something.
Yeah, sure, but...
I know, like, when are you coming back from England? Claire, this is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. This is ridiculous. I'm coming back the 11th, but I'm only going to be here for that weekend. I'll be there.
Oh, me too.
Wait, how long are you going to be there for?
No, but I have to go back the 15th.
Yeah.
No, I'll be home probably like New Year's also. Oh, Claire. Did you speak to Ezra, by the way? Did he call you?
He called me, yeah. Wait, hold on one second. Why?
Uh-huh.
Wait, one sec.
Okay, I'm home. Uh-huh.
Why?
He's going to Israel next semester. Did he tell you that?
No.
I told him to call you.
He did call me. And then we kept missing each other.
Yeah.
He's going to Israel. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's really serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
I know.
Well, that's where he wants to be. He really... Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Shia,
it's a bit out of control.
Yeah. Rivk, you gotta come up here. Seriously, I know it's harder to visit, but, like...
No, I will, but can it be next semester?
Yeah.
Since I'm, like, a little, like, frazzled right now.
Yeah, no. But I thought Gotti said he was gonna do some kind of trip. What happened to the trip?
Gotti said he was gonna do some kind of trip?
Yeah, remember?
This semester? Hello?
Sure. Well, I'm sorry,
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
What did you say?
This semester, he said?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It goes by so fast. But Claire, well, maybe like a bunch of us will get to, maybe like, I wonder if Rachel Flack still has it.
Huh?
Yeah.
The last time
she flew.
Yeah.
Rare. No, I definitely want to come, Claire. I love coming there.
You know, Liat came here one weekend.
She did?
Yeah, she came here like, what is it, 2 weekends ago?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Whoa, I haven't seen Liat in ages.
I know, I hadn't seen Liat. Remember?
She didn't come to the reunion.
Yeah, because she was in Canada. So.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, Miss Coleman.
Uh-huh.
Wait, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, Claire.
I have a paper. Fuck, I have a fucking paper to write, Riff.
Tonight?
And I could not find the fucking statistics. That's what I was looking for in the library. And I've been looking for them for the past 4 days. And this paper was due Thursday.
It was due?
Yes, it was due.
No one could help you or show you where they
are? I've been talking to... I'm sorry, I'm screaming at you. I don't...
No, it's okay.
Oh, I feel so bad, Rick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to see you when I'm screaming at you.
Oh, but Claire, you're sick, so it's okay.
No, it's just this one paper that's really... I want you to read one of the papers, though, that I wrote.
Oh, yeah?
Today, yeah. It's a feature article on this place called the Wonderland Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Rifk, it's so funny. I would have loved had you come with me the first time I went there. It was so funny. Like, it's a ballroom.
Uh-huh.
When I spoke to the owner on the phone, she made it sound like this huge, elegant, like, place where, you know, she's like, there's a 10,000 feet square ballroom, and that's the biggest floor in New England, and there's this huge dancing ball, the biggest one in the world, and the floor has like a spring underneath it, like an aerobics floor, so it's a dancer's dream. And
a spring.
We get there, my friend Alex came with me,
because
I dragged him, and and we get there, and the outside, it looks like a bowling alley somewhere in Hicksville, okay? We go inside, because it's got like these pink and kermit green and yellow lights, like, on the outside, and it's like that stucco kind of building, you know?
Wait, do people dance in there, like, regularly?
Yeah. So we go inside, and oh my God, it was so cheesy. Like, that's the first word that came to both of our minds. Cheese, okay? It was like, in my article, I described it as, like, that you get this feeling that like, a bunch of Frank Sinatra fans, nostalgic Frank Sinatra fans, like, thought this place up, like, who used to hang out in, like, hotel lounges and everything, like, the tablecloths were red, and, you know, and there were Christmas lights hanging, and there's this huge dance ball, and it's like a truck stop dive. It was so funny, but yet, like, it was so nice, because, like, everyone was, like, over 65, basically, also, but they were all dancing, and they were dancing so nicely, and, like, and so well, and there's a band, there's a live band, you know, up on a stage, and it's just, it was so funny. Like, I really wish you could have seen it with me. Like,
cool. Did you dance a bit?
I danced with this old man named George. and he was, like, and I was dancing, and he was showing me, like, the step, whatever. And finally, like, I caught on. And he's like, don't get so excited. Calm down. Don't get so excited. Just learn the steps. 1, 2, 3. And I was like, oh, my God. I was so offended. First of all, you know how I hate how people tell me to calm down.
I know,
here
calm
this
down.
Old man telling me on the dance floor to calm down. Like, okay.
Where is this place? Just in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, basically. It's in Revere. It's like a 40-minute T ride.
And you had to go there for a class?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, Mel said, told you to make me feel better to talk on the phone with you.
Oh.
But whatchamacallit.
So you had to go there for a class? They made you go there?
No, I could have picked anything.
Oh.
I did it on that. Don't ask me why.
Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, no.
To discover these little,
Yeah, it was so neat. Like, I'd love to go there with someone who knew how to dance. You know?
What about your ballroom dancing, anyone? Someone?
No, I'm not taking it this semester. I took it last semester, and also I didn't meet anyone that... Although, actually, I found it, because I read part of it today in my Comm 201 class, which was a class I did it for.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Mark, he said to me, oh, I've been there. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And I was like, well, if you ever go again, tell me. Because he said he went with a group of friends. Like, that's what you should do. You should go in a group, you know?
Yeah, that's probably fun.
Yeah. But you need to know the people, a group of people who have been learning.
Right.
You know?
And, like, who are, like, willing to do it.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know?
That too.
Yeah.
But,
oh,
anyway.
That's neat.
So how are things going with you, Rick?
Well, we have, like, finals. Well, not yet. Kind of.
Right.
We just finished class.
Oh, you did. We finished tomorrow. It was our last day.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if it's crazy or, like, relaxed, you know? I have
a cold. Because you have, like, a week to study?
Yeah, I have a paper due in a week. That's what, like, is bothering me.
Right.
And then I have tests at the end of the week, but that doesn't bother me so much. So.
So you have free time to do stuff. Like,
right, but you never use free time as optimally as you could.
Right, and also because you're, like, worried, oh, should I be studying or should I be writing a paper instead of going to the movies?
Yeah.
But that's never stopped us.
No. No, it has never stopped us. Thank God.
I know.
Or else what would we do?
I know, but, like, I wish you were here. Like, there's so many things I could do with you if you were here.
I know. I really want to come. Like, just for, like, a really long weekend there.
I know. I really want you to.
I know. We would have fun frolicking through Boston.
Yeah, I know, right? Not that there's that much to frolic about in Boston. Whatever.
But we would still.
Today, I my acting class, it was my last acting class, so I did my scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we performed two scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, they went okay, but there was this one scene I had to do. Like, I had to pretend I was really attracted to this guy. There's three people in my class. I think I told you this.
Oh, yeah, that really old, disgusting
yeah.
guy. Oh, God, you told me that!
So I have to be like, you're so sexy.
Oh,
like,
God!
No, I like the smell. No, I promise you it smells good or whatever. And I had to get off.
Was this assigned to you?
Yeah. Well, no,
oh.
No. He picked it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it was awful, Rifk. It was really bad. So,
that is terrible.
Yeah, but I got through it, so that's okay, you know?
Oh, my God.
What was I going to say? So what's up? As Ezra would say, but he's going back to Israel.
I know. Like, what up with Ezra?
I know. What up?
Well, Noah was here this weekend.
He was?
Yeah, because he's on break.
Oh, when is he on break till?
Till, like, the beginning of January.
Till the beginning of January? Oh, what? That's a long break.
No. They're, like, a little less than a month.
Okay.
And, what else? Oh, so he was here, so we hung out.
Oh, that must have been nice.
Yeah, no, it was
You're
really
so
nice.
You're so lucky. You have all these people coming to
you. I know. That is.
Do you know where Eric is?
Yes. Do you know? Eric is with David.
I know.
Oh, have you spoken to David?
Yeah, I spoke to David. Actually, we had a really good talk. Not a long talk, but he called me one night, like in the answering machine. He's like, I have something to ask you, it's really important, or blah, blah, and I even got a little worried, like, if he was okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I called up, and he's like, oh, yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I was like, okay. But I happened to be in this is the night I came back from the Wonderland Ballroom.
Oh, really?
So I was kind of in a good mood, and, like, we had a good talk, like, we were just chatting about crap. We didn't talk for very long, we only talked for, like, 15 minutes, but it was really nice, Rick. I really missed him. You know?
Oh, that's good.
And then he told me Eric was there and he was sleeping. And Eric had told me he was coming here.
I know. Eric is such a crap.
So
he's just, like, hanging out at Brown.
I know.
Like, doing nothing except, like, getting drunk and other illegal substances.
Yeah, well. He, I don't know. Can I tell you, though? Whatever. When he told me that Eric was there, first of all, Eric hadn't called me, because Eric said when he was going to get there Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke to David the next Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and, I mean, fine, whatever, like, I'm not mad at Eric or anything, but I was just wondering where he was, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, so he's there. How nice, you know? And then he called one day and left a message on the answering machine.
Eric?
Like after I talked to David that night.
Right.
And he's just like, how are you? I hope you're well. He's just a dork. I was like, what? But so I never got to speak to him, and I called David. I called David Saturday night, and I was just like, hi, I just wanted to tell you that I love the tape you made me, because he made me a tape a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best tape in the whole world. It's such a great tape. No, it really is a great tape, and I was listening to it, and I've always wanted to tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I listen to it all the time, so I called him up, and I was just like, I just want to let you know that. He's like, you want to speak to Eric? I was like, no, bye.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was short.
Uh-huh.
But,
he must have been like, what was that?
No, I think he understood.
Okay.
Like, Eric was outside of the room, and
mm-hmm.
like, had he been there, I would have talked to him.
Right.
You know. So I haven't spoken to Eric. I wonder when he's going to go home.
Well, he's supposed to go to, like, Colorado or something. Next semester.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Noah stopped at Brown on his way home, and he's like, yeah, they don't do anything there. They just sit and hang out. That's why Eric. Because I said, you know, I couldn't have a friend here.
I know.
For a week, you know, doing nothing, because I wouldn't know what to do with them.
I know.
And he said they just hang out.
Really?
Yeah.
How did David stop at Brown on the way?
Noah?
I mean, yeah. On the way to where?
No, on his way home from Dartmouth to New York.
Oh.
Like, it was a little bit out of the way.
Hmm.
It was like an hour and a half.
Weird. David's such a dodo, though.
David is a dodo.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm saying,
uh-huh.
No, in a bad way. Like,
why?
What I mean to say is that he's still doing a lot of drugs. It's so bad.
Oh, he hasn't, like, cut down?
No, and I really thought he would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I really did. He not at all.
So what, he does it, like, every weekend?
No, he does
more?
It, like, 3 times a week.
Oh, my God.
He even smokes up during the day.
Like, well, he doesn't
like
go to class,
like, before lunch.
Probably. Just for no reason.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Whatever. I don't know, it just bothers me a lot. A real lot. But whatever. Anyway. So,
on to,
bigger and better things.
Yes.
So anyway, so now I don't know what I'm gonna do because I can't write this paper tonight. I'm just.
What, did you get an extension on it?
No, I just haven't answered it. I know that's awful.
Did you talk to the professor or like anything?
No.
No?
I talked to him. Actually, no, I did talk to him the day after it was due. I was like, I'm very frustrated. I can't, like, I don't understand these statistics, and blah, blah, and they were the wrong ones.
Uh-huh.
So, I know I can't find the right ones.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
And he didn't say, like, well, maybe you should try.
Mm-mm.
He didn't help at all?
Mm-mm.
That's so mean.
I know, he's such a dork.
What a little crap.
Yep. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, I think I'm just going to write.
Can you just make them up? Like, at this point.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yes.
I really should. But, I don't know.
Compromise your academic integrity?
Well, I don't know. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to. Even if I wanted to. It's so bad with numbers.
Oh, boy.
Only riff, so you don't know where you're going?
I don't know where I'm going?
For winter break.
Oh, I do know.
Oh, where?
Oh, we're going to Las Vegas.
You are?
Yes.
I was able to go to Las Vegas.
I know. Is my family, like, crazy or what?
Yes.
My mom goes to me, she's like, Rivka, you're over 18, you could gamble. I'm like, Mom, the age is 21.
Oh.
She's like, oh.
Rip.
I know.
What are you going to do in Las Vegas?
That's what I said. They said there's like stuff to do. I don't know. You know my dad will always find something to do for us. And my mom's like, well, we'll be together. I'm like, yeah, last time we went to Kansas, and that was a failure, Mom. No, but I'm excited a little. Except for, like, I won't see my friends. But I know, that's kind of like the major pitfall. I know. But Claire, you're gonna like have the best time in London.
To be home, you know, and at the same time, I don't want to be home because,
Right.
first of all, if nobody's gonna be home,
Right. What do you mean nobody's
well, you're not gonna be there.
Oh.
Who knows what Rebecca's doing?
No, I'll be home like New Year's. When do
Right.
you leave?
Right. Oh, that's true.
And,
But, like, I miss my parents a lot, but like when I went home for Thanksgiving, it was the summer all over again. Like I'm not there,
Right.
over there, and
Right.
whatever. And things with Leon were not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm going with him to England.
And you're like fighting with him?
Well, we're not fighting with him, but we're just not in click, like whatever, in sync with each other. I don't know. Like he was supposed to come over that Friday night, and he didn't. Like, I don't know if it was because he was mad at me for, like, at the Thanksgiving dinner. Like, I left because Mikey came to pick me up.
Right.
You know, but, like, he wasn't going to go out with me afterwards anyway, but I don't know. Whatever. So he didn't come. And
Right.
that was really upsetting.
Because you had wanted him to.
Yeah, because that was oh, the one Shabbos I was there.
Right.
You know?
Mhm.
The one Shabbos we could have all been together.
Well, maybe he'll like be more normal, like in England.
Maybe.
'Cause like you guys will have fun.
I don't know, it's family. You know?
Yeah, but who cares? Like, you and Leon should, like, just break loose.
Yeah, well, he's breaking loose with his.
With his crazy little girlfriend from the Netherlands.
Yeah! How did you know that?
You told me about I sort of guessed about the country, but I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, no, but something like that in the Netherlands, I don't know where. But yeah. So
And he's still doing that?
yes. Whatever. Fucking schmo. I just wish we could get along and just be fine, you know?
Well, maybe like you'll do, like you have to get along. Like you'll get along. Like you'll go on the
You
plane.
have to get along.
No, like you know, like event, like you know, like siblings. Like you always not get along, but eventually, like one of you has to give in, and like in this case, it has to be Leon, I guess. Cause, no, like you can't. No, I mean, 'cause he's the one creating all the problems. So like, you know, like eventually, like he has to spend time with you, so he has to like give in.
But you and Josh, you never have these problems. You guys are so lucky.
No, but I mean, we fight.
Yeah, but it's very different. Very
But
different.
that's because Josh is like easier to control.
So nice of you and Josh. You guys are so cute.
Joshy applied early to Penn, Claire,
Yeah.
and he's like finding out this week.
Oh, God.
So he's like the biggest wreck ever.
Excuse me. Oh, gosh. That's scary.
Yeah.
I hope please God he gets in.
I know. He drives me crazy.
You talk to him and he says, Rick, I've got to get in.
I know.
How many people applied early for Mama's?
Like 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did everyone who applied early our year get in?
I think except for Daddy Schwartz.
Mike Singer?
I don't really see him too much.
Oh, because he seemed very nice. Like, I mean, I've had some nice conversations with him before, but, like, at the reunion, he was really nice.
Oh, you were speaking to him?
Hold on, what? What time is it? 11, exactly. Okay. Okay, yeah, no. So, yeah, so he was, like, really nice at the reunion.
Oh,
he wasn't very personable because I don't really know him that well.
Right.
You know? But
I don't really see him too much.
No.
I mean, like, I say hi when I see him and stuff.
Right. Oh, you need to get me Ellen's number, home number.
Me?
Yeah.
Ellen Kendo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Please.
Are you still thinking about, like, Russia stuff? Did you speak to Eitan? Did I? No, I didn't give you his number. Sorry about my nose, by the way. Like, I can't breathe. I'm like...
Oh, you can't. Are you getting sick?
Well, I was, like, a little sick. Like, I had a fever last week. But otherwise, no, I'm pretty good. Except for a minor nose stoppage. But that's typical for this time of year. So.
You're a funny girl.
So you need Ellen's home number
in
New York?
In New York.
Okay. I will have to call her then because I'd never see her.
Oh, you don't?
No, but I'll, whatever.
Does she not go to the Hill ever?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Riff. And,
so, I never gave you Eitan's number, did I?
No. Do you have it?
I should know Eitan's number by heart after all these years, but I do not. Okay. I'll get it for you. I will get it.
Okay.
You don't check email or anything, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rick?
What?
So how's Rebecca doing in Israel?
She's good. She has a boyfriend. Oh, do you know she broke up with Philip? Yeah.
She has a new boyfriend?
Yeah, don't tell. Oh, he probably knows.
I won't tell Philip, but Philip was not very nice to me when I saw him. Like he was just not friendly at all. Like, he came up to Ariane and, like, gave her a hug and a kiss. Like, he's been friends with her for a while, so fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we had become a little bit, you know, we had become pretty friendly. And then Friday night, he came to Hillel, and he, like, you know, he came up to Ariane and gave her a kiss and a hug, and I was like, hi, Philip. And he was like, hi. And whatever, it was just weird. And then, like, when we were sitting next to him, like, and then he got up to leave, and I was like, Ion, he seems, like, really upset. And she's like, well, yeah, he's upset about his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wait, can you hold on one sec?
Okay.
Hello?
Excuse me, yeah.
That was Rachel.
Rachel.
Antron?
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to go?
Well, I'll call her back.
No, don't call down.
Oh, do you have to go, Claire? Well, I figured I'd just, like, wait for, like, our little free phone call to run out.
Oh, well, I mean, was she on the other line?
No, she's hung up. I told her I'd call her back.
Oh, she hung up? Okay. Well, okay, then forget it. Not that if you were still on with her, that you should.
Sorry.
No, all right.
So he was mean? I know. He sent her, like, a really nasty email.
But wait, what happened? She broke up with him and she started going out with someone else?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that... Whatever. He was sort of, like, convenient, I guess, over the summer, because he would sort of do anything for her.
That does not sound good.
Yeah, and then, like, she went to Israel, and, like, she was away from him, and...
I'm telling you, it's a fact. Girls just cannot... Boys are so much more, can deal so much better with long-distance relationships. There's no doubt about it. Girls just cannot deal.
Maybe.
No, no.
No, not I mean, maybe. I think, no, I mean.
Melanie's raising her hand. Because she has the same problem. I'm telling you, not for everyone. There are exceptions.
Right.
But in general.
But I mean, to me, just thinking about it, like, I would think a long-distance relationship is very difficult.
Yeah, it is very difficult, but boys. Well, not all men. See, I can't make such generalizations. But, like, it's almost as if, and I've heard this even before, like, guys are, like, sometimes satisfied that they just, like, have someone.
Right.
And then they can just hang out with their friends or, you know.
Right.
As long as they have someone, it doesn't matter if she's, like, 2,000 miles away.
Right, and the girl needs him there.
And the girl needs him there. needs, like, to be loved, like, all the time, or to be, you know? And